I think we're at one of those 100-year decision points here today. In 2014, and when I started talking about this in 2006, it was still going to be 2013, but 2014, the Panama Canal is going to be opened up to two-way traffic. That is going to put a tremendous number of containers in the Gulf of Mexico. We have the Mississippi River, we have the Missouri River. We have Kansas City is the second largest railhead in the country, number one in tonnage. St. Louis is number three. I-70 hooks Baltimore and Denver. I-44 hooks St. Louis with the Southwest. We grow a tremendous amount of heavy stuff in the middle part of the United States, whether it's logs or lumber or grain or cement or limestone. And 25% of the containers in a ship have to be loaded to maintain the ballast on the ship. So basically, you're going to get all these containers coming into the Gulf. You have the further you take stuff on water, the cheaper it is to deliver. We got the Mississippi River. You can get ocean-going barges far north as Caruthersville, 85% of the time. That's when we're not in the middle of a drought and they're shutting down the Missouri River. We're going to shut down the Mississippi River, but whatever. Those barges could be broken down in Caruthersville in the Boot Heel, sent up the Ohio River, and then on up to St. Louis, and then on through to Kansas City. We have an opportunity to be the distribution point for the country. We're sitting here within 10 hours of half the population of the United States. This is an opportunity for us. Distribution is not totally recession-proof, but it's close. And these are good, clean, high-paying jobs. And we have an opportunity to set Missouri up to be that distribution point for the country. God has given us this advantage of being here in the center and with the resources, the rivers, and what have you, and we need to take advantage of that. To give you some numbers, 35% of the freight goes through Missouri right now in the United States. 45% of everything that's unloaded in Long Beach, California, goes east of the Mississippi River. It takes ships set out there for 2 weeks to get unloaded. You've got to go through California, which as a trucking or what have you is a nightmare. They're going to come on around, come into the Gulf, and if we prepare ourselves right, we can set Missouri up to be that distribution point. So you're sitting there, 45% goes, it's just a natural opportunity for us. We do have to make some adjustments. We have an interstate system that is worn out. We're approaching 60 years on the 20-year life of I-70. Missouri has always been a leader in transportation. The first interstate port in the United States was in St. Charles, Missouri. Interstate 70, we're the first to wear out. We're spending over $100 million a year just to keep I-70 open, $75 to $100 million a year. If we could rebuild I-70 and I-44, that would free up dollars to go to the rest of the system. And it would also bring us an economy that would be booming and really set Missouri up where it naturally should be. The key is we do have to make some investments. We need to take care of our water, our ports. We need to be sure the connections between highways and railroads and water all work smoothly, but the opportunity's there and the investment's not out of line. So the question is, what do we do, or how do we pay for it, or where do we go from here? And that's really been the discussion that's been going on for the last several years. I think it's important to know that the Senate, for sure, this year, I think is going to be a major push to do something about transportation funding. The House, I'm not sure exactly where they are, but I do know that as far as leadership is concerned, it's going to be very important. So we need to approach this. The Speaker of the House created a select committee on infrastructure, and they went around the state and developed a list of needs. They were supposed to approach needs and funding, but it's a whole lot easier for people to talk about needs than is how they're going to pay for it. And there's about $20 billion of funding necessary. We're approaching the point where MoDOT right now does not have cash to match the federal match. Right now we're using credits that we built up with Amendment 3 to match the federal funding. We're going to be unable to do that somewhere around 2016, 2017. So we've got to do something, and this is something you're not going to be able to sit back and wait for the federal government to do. They have no money. It's something that's well within the grasp of our citizens. So we have to take a reasonable and rational look at how we're going to take care of infrastructure in this country. And it's not just a Missouri problem, but we can deal with the Missouri problem here. And we have such an opportunity that I would hate to see us pass that up. So it's going to be a major point of conversation over the next year or two. We have looked at a number of funding methods, and everybody says, well, you add a penny or two to gas tax. In reality, we need to raise about $750 million a year for transportation. When I talk about transportation, I'm not talking about just highways, but transportation across the board, whether it be water, rail, or transportation. The other thing is we've got two great airports in the center of the country that have a lot of space around them, and Springfield would like to have their airport added into that bunch. So you've got two majors and Springfield. So we have this opportunity here. We have all the assets we need. We just need to tie them together a little more efficiently. You go through the regular ways of funding transportation. When you look at, we've always used the gas tax to fund roads. And quite frankly, when everything was getting 8 to 12 miles a gallon, it was pretty fair. But today we have vehicles that get 12 miles a gallon. We have vehicles that get 50 miles a gallon. The vehicle that takes up 50 miles a gallon takes up the same amount of space, provides the same amount of congestion. For the first time in history, that has peaked and started going the other way, because we've increased efficiency, which is what we should do. We have more people driving, which in an economy you're going to have that, and we don't have a way to pay for it. So I think we're going to have to look at some alternative funding. Raising the gasoline tax is about about a 10% issue when you poll it. Folks just they're not there. And when you look at the magnitude, it would take about 30 cents a gallon of tax to raise the $750 million. You look at tolling, but when you think about tolling, if you're on the west side of the state, if you're Kansas City or the west side of the state where you deal with toll roads, it's a 40% issue. The rest of the state, it's about a 25% issue. It's about 30% overall in the state of Missouri. And the problem with tolling is that the trucking industry has a way to pass on higher fuel costs, but they have a really difficult time collecting tolling. Because if I'm a shipper, and Denny says, he brings me my bill, and he says, here's the bill for freight, and here's the toll bill. I said, I'm not paying toll bill. You chose to take that road. You could, in Missouri, for instance, we have too many alternatives. We've got, 50 that parallel 70. We've got 24, we've got 36. And so if you toll I-70, instead of pulling freight through Missouri and being that distribution point, you're going to push freight out of Missouri. It's going to go north to I-80 or south to I-40. 60 is a parallel alternative to 70. So, there's just too many alternatives in that. And my concern is that if we try to toll 70, we're going to do just the opposite of what we really want to do. Oregon had put on a mileage tax on the interstate system a couple of years ago, and they they pushed all the traffic off of their interstates onto the non-tolled roads. So then they had to go out and toll the other roads to push the traffic back where it belongs. So so tolling is not popular in Missouri, and probably not, in my mind, the best opportunity. Sales tax is an opportunity, and that's one of the things that I think that you all need to start be aware of and talk about. A penny sales tax would raise $750 million a year. And the part of the, people say, well, I don't drive 70, I don't drive I-44. Why should I pay a sales tax on that? But I would contend that part of the cost of putting a package on the shelf is the infrastructure it takes to get it there. And when you look at I-70, 35% of all jobs in the state of Missouri are within 3 miles of I-70 and I-44. And 60% of all jobs are within 30 miles of I-70. These two, 70 is truly Main Street USA. I-44 is a tremendous asset to connect St. Louis with the Southwest, and that connects Springfield, the whole Southwest part of the state. So no matter where you live in the state, you benefit from those two facilities, and. So it's something we've got to have an adult conversation about. There is no Santa Claus that's going to deliver infrastructure to us, and so we're going to have to figure out how do we do that. One of the things that has interested me is maybe increasing the price on diesel fuel so we capture through traffic, and then maybe a small set of small increase on sales tax, say a half-cent sales tax and maybe 15 cents on diesel fuel. But in some way, we have to have a conversation about what we're going to do. I would hate to see us pass up the opportunity to be that distribution point for the country. So I think as leaders and what have you, we need to have this conversation. I think it's something that's going to be on the top burner. Let Benny have a few minutes here, and then we'll maybe hope we can answer some questions or something like that later. But thank you all very much.
Thanks, Bill. I will say that I'm the newbie on the transportation issues. I was just brought onto this committee recently, within the past couple months. So Senator Stouffer is definitely an expert, and we're lucky to have his knowledge. It's just too bad that he's termed out and has to leave after this session. It's no secret that we're headed off on the fiscal cliff for transportation issues and transportation funding. Reports that I've read said that we're headed there, if we don't do anything, definitely by 2017. Well, I believe that we are pretty much there right now. For every $4 that the Fed spend, we have to at least spend a dollar, or match that with a dollar from Missouri revenue. And like Senator Stouffer said, that's very difficult right now in these limited, where we have to have a balanced budget here in the state of Missouri, and with limited funds that are coming in. He talked a little bit about the three ways that we can raise that revenue, whether it's sales tax, toll roads, gas tax. I want to talk a little bit about, we had a presentation in one of our joint interim committee meetings about the state of Georgia. Some of you may be familiar with the state of Georgia and what they decided to do. The state of Georgia decided basically to divide up the state into 12 transportation districts, and then within each transportation district, they took a vote for a 1% sales tax that would go toward funding transportation issues within that district. Now, each district could pass on its own merit, and being the CPA-minded person, I said, well, man, I'd want to be the last district to pass, because then I'd get all the general revenue that was coming in already. But they had a hold harmless provision in there that said, hey, if your district passes it, the 1% sales tax, that would go for extra transportation needs, and that your current funding would be held harmless from any other for transportation funding. Out of the 12 districts that Georgia was divided up into, only three districts passed the 1% sales tax. You had some strange bedfellows, I would say, as far as who opposed it and who supported it. The business community was highly supportive of the 1% sales tax. They saw it, as Senator Stover alluded to, as a big boom and to bring more business into the state. You have to have transportation. You have to have good transportation infrastructure in order to bring those businesses in as well as those products. Those that opposed it were mainly the Tea Party and the Sierra Club. So again, I talk about a few strange bedfellows sometimes. You never know who you may be lined up with or lined up against, but most of the time you don't believe that the Tea Party and Sierra Club are on the same side of the issues, but they were on this issue. But again, like I said, only three districts in Georgia passed that 1% sales tax. So it was not very popular in Georgia. You know, we talk about here in Missouri, you know, we just defeated the cigarette tax, raised cigarette taxes here in the state of Missouri for education funding. So right now, I would believe the climate in the state of Missouri is not very tax friendly, which can be good and bad. We do have to do something here with the transportation funding. What that is, you know, I hope maybe you all have some ideas. And I would encourage you, as we try to develop solutions for transportation funding, to be involved in those transportation groups. Come in on the front end and voice your opinion, voice your concerns, versus coming in on the back end and trying to comment then about what those solutions are. And with that, I think we'll take some questions. Questions? Yes.
David Chambers, Manchester. I think about the transportation business quite a bit. And thinking it all out in this past, I think the only alternative is making I-70 and 44 tolls so bad. It might be because the trucking industry and this and that, they're going to take the most direct routes. They're not going to line around the cost going to be too much. A dollar a truck, a double ball. Just think of that freight. There's no other way. People are not willing to go for more sales tax on gas. Blue in the face. That's what I think is about. It's not going to slow the business down that much because they're direct routes. They're not going to go up in the following way.
I think you'll find that the industry will argue. Here's where we were. There's a trucking company in Kansas City that routinely, multiple times a week, goes to Indianapolis. And his profit on that round trip is $55. We were going to charge him $75 for toll on I-70 under the plan that was floated last spring. There's no way that's going to happen, you know, and so either the bottom line is that the consumer is the only people in the country that have any money. The consumer is going to pay for it. And tolling is about a 25% slippage. The cheapest way for consumers to pay for this is with a direct sales tax. It's about 1 or 2% slippage in that. Every time, when you go to usage tax, and I don't care whether it's fuel, whether it's tolls, whether it's licenses, fees, whatever, every time a product changes hands, there's a margin added onto it. And so by the time it's changed two or three times, the cost to the consumer is much higher than it would be with a direct tax. And I'm not selling one thing or another. I mean, you know, I'm not. I'm just trying to put the issues out here and let you have a chance to think about it. But that's where we are. And I have been told that they will use 60, they'll use 50, and because you're not talking about many miles when you're talking about those. I mean, you're just when you're going from California to Florida, whether you use 70 or use 60, there's no big deal, you know. It is something that we just have to have a conversation about. Everybody's got to get their things on the table.
We vote in Clinton County. I understand about the more fuel efficient cars, but everyone seems afraid to discuss electric vehicles. there are no surcharges for those all electric vehicles and pump stations and so forth. Why are you not doing something to counter that revenue?
Well, there are a number of issues that come down through here, and you did say electric vehicles, right? And there is no charge for them at all, and so obviously they're adding congestion to the roads too. And so that's just another one of those issues. And we're going to continue to go that direction. We're not going to back up and go to less efficient vehicles.
Paul Davis. The example of Georgia and 12 districts, what's the, if you followed up on looking at their plans for the future, what's the practical implications of only three of those 12 districts successfully passing the tax? And the related question is, if there was an effort to improve the overall infrastructure and roads in Georgia, it appears to me that you only have three districts that pass the tax. It doesn't really do much for the whole state. You're going to have islands of improvements. But use the example in, say, Missouri, let's say along I-70, and the west side passed the tax, the east side passed the tax, so maybe that improvements there, but the center of the state doesn't. So if it's an overall plan, it doesn't look like it has a great future to it. And do you know what Georgia plans to do now? I know that Missouri's talked about this as well.
The reason we asked, we had folks from Georgia come in and explain what happened in that, and you're exactly right. You don't, when you look at transportation, you need to look at a system, and the contradictory point to transportation is I'm just worried about the road out in front of my home, but the truth of the matter is if it's not hooked to something, I can't go anywhere. So I would hate to see us go to a piecemeal system like that. We're set up with our seven TAC districts. We could, we could fit into that. But the downside of that is that you don't have an overall system, an overall planning process. And so if you have one district that's very willing to tax itself, they may be able to work inside the district, but they can't go anywhere after they get out of it. So I would hate to see us go that route.
Yeah, I just add on to that a little bit. I mean, it's hard to come up with a statewide transportation plan when you only have three districts that pass that sales tax. So I would agree with you and your comments. I share a lot of those same concerns. Georgia just passed that. I believe it was this August.
Is that right?
Yeah, this August. So it will be interesting to see how they maneuver around coming up with a statewide transportation plan when only these three districts are going to have a lot of extra money to spend on transportation needs.
More comment than anything in regards to the cigarette tax not passing.
Mm-hmm.
My thought is, in conversation with voters, that again, this money was supposed to go to education.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They remember only too well that the casino money was supposed to go to education, and I think we all know what happened there.
Mm-hmm.
Then what happened with the state and other states as well, they didn't fund the education as much because of getting. Thinking that that's the way most people have lost confidence. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Most people have lost confidence in what we tell the people. And that's we get the confidence is restored, we're gonna have big trouble getting those kind of bills passed.
Yes.
Or those in our country. So
right. You could multiply four times what we haul on rail today, and you take 1% of the trucks off the road. I mean, we have no concept of how much traffic
is on the road. We can, and quite frankly, it's cheaper to build highway than it is railroad. So if, and the bottom line is, it's not the railroad that backs up the Walmart or the grocery store, you know. And so you've got to distribute this stuff after it gets on the ground. Yes, sir.
Dennis Wilson, Warren County. After the Second World War, they built a whole bunch of rail boards all the way up to the Dakotas to keep the Mississippi running. And this year, when I crossed it, there wasn't a large traffic. It was too hot. You find out all the governors up there have refused to let that water out. And I remember they were saying because it's a recreation town instead of the original intent when they built it. I look at this again, you know, what does a safe park will have? I don't know how many hundreds of millions they spent. They said this way, they'll always lease it to barges to safe go. And I think I crossed the Mississippi down by Cairo this summer, and it was, well, they told me last year it's 53 feet deep, and this year you can walk across it. So, I mean,
I don't know whether you can walk. We have a real problem with the way we manage our water. There's no question about it. And right now, we've got the folks that manage the Missouri River are going to shut that down on the 23rd, about half of what it is right now. Ordinarily, the Missouri River supports, I think, about 60% of the flow in the Mississippi River. Right now, it's doing 75% of the flow in the Missouri River. You cut that in half, and we're not going to have full barge traffic between Cairo and St. Louis because of the lower water levels, and they're now talking about blasting out rock formations, and they've been dredging all summer in the Mississippi River. We've got to, and the Corps engineer manages both, but the Corps that manages the Missouri River says, well, our responsibility is not the Mississippi River, we just have to take care of the Missouri River. And it would seem to me that we have death by paralysis and bureaucracy right now. It just makes absolutely no sense. And, you know, I've been working on the Missouri River issues since 1970, and it's the most frustrating.
Well, especially when you're barging, dredging down there, and what is it, dumping several thousand truckloads of dirt?
Well, that's in my district. If I dump a truckload of dirt in the Missouri River, I'm going to jail. But if the Corps does it, it's because we've dropped the sediment down. Don't get me started on this foolishness. We spent millions of dollars to build terraces so that we don't put dirt in the river, and now we've only got 20%, and we don't have enough sediment in the Missouri River. And I guess, give me a break. I think one of the things here, and I think we're about out of time, but one of the things you need to have position and get involved on these discussions, whether it's sales tax or tolls or whatever, but this organization needs to be involved in the development of this, and that's one of the reasons we're down here, is just give you an opportunity to know there's going to be some stuff moving in the legislature. I don't know whether it'll be successful or not, but we have to do something as far as funding is concerned on transportation in the next year or two, or we're going to be in real trouble. But